Masechet Shavuot Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin on a Deoraita level, if somebody has a legal document that says that they're owed money, they're allowed to collect it without a swear. But in certain situations, Hachamim or Metaken, that even a person with a document still has to swear. In Masechet Ketubot, they gave five examples about a woman collecting her ketubah, that in certain scenarios, she has to swear that she's still owed that money. We'll first begin by quoting those cases and then adding in one more. Says the Mishnah, Keshem she'amru, like Hachamim said, Masechet Ketubot, Hapogemet Ketubata, that if a woman reduces her Ketubah, that she presents her Ketubah, but then says that part of it was already paid off. We say, Loti para ela bishfua, she wouldn't be paid the rest of the Ketubah unless she swears that she was not paid in full yet. Another case would be that if one witness testifies against her and says that the ketubah was already paid off, so one witness is not usually anything, but we say in this case, she wouldn't be paid unless she takes a swear that she did not receive it already. Number three, if she comes to collect the ketubah from nechasi meshubadim, her husband sold property that had a lien against it, that people bought his property after the ketubah debt was already in effect. So there was a lien against that property. So she comes to collect from that property, or she comes to collect from the property of her husband's estate, from her husband's kids that they inherited from. She wants to collect from there. So we say in those cases as well, loti para ela bishfua, she can't be paid, she can't collect the ketubah from the buyers of her husband's property or from her husband's orphans unless she takes a swear that the ketubah is still owed to her. And then lastly, v'hanifra'at shelo b'fanav, if a woman wants to be paid out her ketubah after her husband divorces her, but he's not around, he traveled, he went overseas, and she wants to be paid in her ketubah from his property while he's not around, we say loti para ela bishfua. She would not be paid unless she swears that she's still owed the money. Vechen, likewise, a similar case, Hachamim made a decree about hayetomim lo yiparu ela bishfua. Orphans cannot collect a debt owed to their father unless they swear. Even though orphans may have a loan document that says that their father was owed money, they cannot collect it from the children of the borrower without taking a swear. Just like a woman cannot collect her ketubah from her husband's inheritors without making a swear. So we mentioned that children have to swear in order to collect a debt that was owed to their father, but we can't expect them to swear that they know with certainty that their father was not repaid, because how would they really know with certainty? It's impossible. So therefore the Mishnah tells us, what swear do they really make? Shevua shelo pekadanu abba. We swear that our father did not instruct us or tell us on his deathbed. Velo amar lanu abba. And our father didn't tell us at any time before then. Veshelo matzinu ben shtarotav shel abba. And we didn't find any receipts amongst our father's documents stating sheshtar ze padua, that this loan document is paid. So they basically have to make a swear that their father never told them anything about this loan being paid, and they don't find any record about it. So the implications are, if they didn't have the ability to even speak to their father, then they would not make any swear. So here we're saying they had the option of talking to their father, but they swear that he never said anything to them. So again, if they didn't even have the option, for example, let's say that they were born after their father died, they could collect without a swear. But Rabbi Yohanan ben Berokah is going to disagree. Rabbi Yohanan ben Berokah omer, afilu nolad haben le'ahad mitat ha'av, harezeh nishva venotel, says Rabbi Yohanan ben Berokah, if the lender's son was born after his father's death, he still has to swear that he finds no records of a receipt, and only then could he collect a debt, even though part of the swear can be that he heard from his father that the loan was paid. He still has to swear that he didn't find any documentation that the loan was paid. The next opinion, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, is going to tell us whether an orphan needs to swear when there's outside evidence that the father said before he died that he wasn't paid. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, im yesh edim she'amar ha'av b'shat mitato she'tar ze eno parua, hu notel shelo b'shvua, says Rashbag. If there are witnesses around who tell us that the father said right before he died that the document wasn't paid, then the son can collect without an oath. We don't make him swear at that point.